from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A quick note for the hiker in Timmins. The Terry Fox Trail is closed as of today between Dalton Road and the Bannerman Tennis Courts for repaving. City Hall says it's part of this year's pavement project, and it will update when it gets an idea of when the trail will reopen. North Bay country music artist Corey Marks is in Timmins today for Hope Air Day, a VIP by invite-only concert that will be live-streamed right across the country. He's joining with volunteer pilots for the concert, which starts shortly after 7 tonight. Hope Air says the event is designed to unite all of Northern Ontario around the issue of equitable access to health care. Hope Air is a national charity that provides free travel support for Canadians in financial need traveling for medical care. Last year, nearly 3,400 Ontarians used the service. For more information on the charity, you can visit hopeair.ca. I'll be emceeing the concert, and Country 93.1's Tyler Cropley will be filing live reports from the Surge Sports Lounge. Our MPPs are heading home after yesterday's conclusion to the legislative session at Queen's Park, and Premier Doug Ford marked the occasion with a cabinet shuffle. The main change, Stephen Lecce moving from education to become Minister of Energy and Electrification, and Todd Smith shifting from energy to education. Other major cabinet positions remain unchanged. Sylvia Jones remains on as Minister of Health. Peter Bethlen-Falvey remains at Finance, and Paul Calandra is still in charge of Municipal Affairs and Housing. The legislature resumes sitting on October 21st. More than 90,000 jobs were added, but Canada's unemployment rate still went up a tick in May. Statistics Canada says it's now 6.2%, up from 6.1% in April. Population is growing at a faster pace than employers are adding jobs. The healthcare, finance, and real estate sectors saw gains, while losses were experienced in areas including construction and transportation. StatsCan adds that the average Canadian made $34.94 an hour last month, up $1.69 from last year. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.